Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Virginia Tech Hokies. So if you enjoyed this video or some type of podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for us on Instagram at 100 Football. And of course, check out our podcast each and every single day, updated, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are available. Thanks again to the Believe Podcast Network for helping us out throughout the many years we've been with them now. It's a pleasure. Speaking of a pleasure, it's a pleasure to talk about this Virginia Tech Hokies team. And also, by the way, if you want to check out all of our other teams that we've covered, or if you want us to cover your team, first off, drop a comment. Second off, go and check out our playlist on YouTube. We have an NFL team preview as well as the ongoing NCAA team preview. So go over there and check that out. See if we've covered your team. Let's talk about this team. 2021, rough season, man. 6-7 overall in the ACC. And they were in the bowl game, the Pinstripe Bowl against Maryland. But, I mean, the least said about that is probably the best for this team. 54-10 was the score. And after that, man, this team is brand new pretty much. They have a brand new head coach, Brent Pry. They have a brand new offense coordinator, Tyler Bowen. A brand new defense coordinator, Chris Marv. So it's a lot of change going on here in Blacksburg. And looking at this team, let's talk about them, right? Pry is a great head coach, a career assistant, 52 years young. And you got to hope he can get some stability to this program, man. We'll see what he can do. Let's talk about this team. Their offense, first and foremost, the Hokies offense. Who is going to be looking good? Obviously, you got Tyler Bowen, who the offense coordinator, what he's got to work with. He's got a lot of work to do, man, for this team that finished 12th in the ACC last season. The second worst scoring attack as well in the league. So your first step, figure out your quarterback. You got Braxton Burmeister. He's gone. He went to San Diego State. Grant Wells comes in from Marshall. Got a lot of experience, a lot of talent, but he's got to prove he can keep his interceptions down. And also, he's got a 34-22 touchdown to interception radius. That's 34 touchdowns and 22 interceptions. So you got to figure that out over the last 2 years. You're going to be battling with Jason Brown for the gig this upcoming year. And your targets for receivers, right? Trey Turner, Tavion Robinson, both of them are gone too. You have Caleb Smith coming back, lead returner. But the lead returner is coming back with just 20 catches for 260 yards, two scores last year. And also, you have a guy named Jaden Blue who's dangerous. He's coming over from Temple. And Nick Gallo's a good short-range receiver. But I just don't see it quite yet for this team. They still got some kinks to work out. The O-line that was pretty solid in pass protection paved the way for about close to 200 yards a game rushing last year. They're going to need an overhaul. You lost three good players to the NFL. But you are coming back with Caden Moore and Parker Clements at your tackle spot, so it's nice to see there. Also, Raheem Blackshear, he's done. Burmeister, right? He was the second leading rusher I mentioned before. He's gone. But you have Malachi Thomas, who should be ready to go. Ran for 440 yards last year, three touchdowns. And you also have Jalen Hoyston is a vet who is behind him in the backfield. So this offense, man, I'm expecting it to sputter. I'm expecting it to be a little bit rough around the edges this year. Obviously, like I said, first-year head coach, first-year everything. There's not a lot you can really go off of with previews just because you don't know how they're going to inherit this team, how the players are going to react. So offensively, man, I'm not expecting a whole lot of fireworks from this Virginia Tech team. But let's talk about their defense and what we can expect from that side of the ball. Defense was pretty consistent, right? It wasn't the best, but, I mean, they were doing some work last year, except for the Maryland game where they were missing a few spots. But you got some experience, right, with Dax Holifield, the middle of the linebacker core, the vet. He's good. You got Alan Tisdale as well, and they are going to be the anchors for your team, the guys you look up for, and the ones who are going to be compiling a lot of stats this year. Defensive front, though, you got to get some work. You got to get some pressure. Tajon Garba is the team's leading pass rusher on the edge coming back from last year. And Fedarius Payne is coming in from Nebraska to help out. The Batman symbol is up for him, and he's coming in to swoop in and try and help. You have your guy in the backfield, leading interception man from last year, Jermaine Waller. He's no longer with the team. But you do have safeties, Nasir Peoples and Chamari Connor, hoping to help out. They had over 170 tackles combined last season, so they are going to be ones to look out for. Returning court, like I said, with Chapman, Amari Chapman, that is, he led the team last year with 7 passes broke up, but no one on the team except for Waller had more than 1 interception, so that is something they definitely got to improve on, if they're interceptions. So some keys to this team is, first off, I think just interceptions, right? Watch them, first off, in terms of your offense. Don't throw so many. Jason Brown threw a few bit, and Wells, like I said, he threw a good bit as well. So cut down on those turnovers. And for defense, get some more. Hold up some more. The run defense has got to improve as well. They got some good tacklers, but they allow a good bit of yardage, a good chunk of yardage. And I'm expecting to see Grant Wells to have a decent season. I'm excited to see how Jaden Blue is going to do the transfer coming over. He's 6'1", 180, averaged close to 10 yards a catch last season. 1,067 yards, 4 scores, 19 last few seasons ago, man. We'll see what he can do since then. Looking at this schedule, though, for this team, they got Old Dominion, Boston College, Warford. They got West Virginia, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, the U on October 15th, North Carolina State, NC State, the 27th, GT, Georgia Tech, Duke, Liberty, and the last game of the season is against the rivals, the Virginia Cavaliers. So, final thoughts on this Virginia Tech Hokies team. I'm expecting a rough season, I ain't gonna lie. I keep it honest here. I ain't expecting a great season. Similar season to last year, potentially. I mean, they could come out the gate top. They could start off with, pretty good, but it's hard to talk about a team with a lot of brand new players, a lot of brand new coaching staff, and I'm expecting them. So obviously some bright moments, of course. I'm not expecting them to just be dreadful, but I just don't know if they're quite there year one with this program, with all the brand new coaches, to take it over the hump, get over 500. I don't expect that this upcoming season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. However, if you're a fan of this team, if you're a Hokies fanatic, put in the comments, how will this team do this upcoming season? We would love to hear and interact with you on Facebook or on YouTube, or even go over to our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Leave a review. Just say, hey, I love the show. However, ... We would love to just hear what you got to say about the show, about the team. Hey, and of course, we have thousands of episodes you can listen to, you can watch on Facebook, on YouTube, on our podcast. So go over there, check us out, check out our playlist as well. And once again, if you have a team you want us to cover, if you want us to move up in the rotation, please put in the comments. That's the best way to interact with us and the best way to get our attention. I've been your host today, Logan Lanners, talking about the Virginia Tech Hokies 2022 team preview. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.